All right, I'd like to call to order the June 22nd, 2022 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Ferguson?
Present.
Mr. Keck?
Present.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. First item on our agenda tonight is we have a statement on House Bill 99, and the recommended action is a motion to approve this statement. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Keck.
Second.
By Ms. Savage. Should we read it for the record?
Yes.
Okay. So the statement says, the Marysville Board of Education believes that safety is paramount for learning to take place in our schools. Recently, the Ohio legislature passed House Bill 99, permitting local boards of education to revise policy permitting staff members to carry firearms with reduced hours of training. The Marysville Board of Education will maintain current board policy prohibiting the carrying of weapons on all district property for any staff member, student, or visitor. Our staff is committed to building meaningful relationships with students, and we believe these relationships provide the foundation for a positive, safe learning environment. After hearing from our staff members, it's clear that arming staff brings a high level of discomfort to many. We are fortunate to have strong ties with community law enforcement agencies, including the Marysville City Police Department and the Union County Sheriff's Office. We partner with these experts to learn strategies, train our staff, assess our protocols, and evaluate our facilities on a regular basis. Our multi-layered approach is continually revised based on their observations and recommendations. Door locks, buzzer systems, school resource officers, radio systems, and increased video surveillance are just a few of the byproducts of our work together. We want every child and staff member to feel safe at school, and will continue to work with local law enforcement to revise and improve safety plans on a regular basis. As was stated in a district communication last week, we all play an active and important role in keeping our schools and communities safe. Our collective efforts to build lines of communication and share information when issues arise is critical. If you have concerns about personal or community safety, please contact our school offices, submit information online via our Stay Safe Speak Up reporting system, call the Stay Safe Speak Up hotline at 866-547-8362, or the Safer Ohio School tip line at 844-SAFER-OHIO. Okay. Discussion, comments about this statement?
I think that our police chief was at our board meeting mm-hmm. the other night, and his concern with this legislation was training. Mm-hmm. There was an article in the Journal Tribune the other night that was talking about concealed carry. Mm-hmm. And while it's not the same,
right,
very different topics, in that case, the sheriff was very concerned about training also. Mm-hmm. And I feel confident working with them that we will come up with a good plan and that our kids are going to be as safe as we can possibly make our buildings. Mm-hmm. So I think this is clear. We're not changing anything. We're just continuing to do what we have done in the past. Mm-hmm.
I guess I want to back up a little bit because it was just passed a week ago on Monday, or signed into law, and so I know, just hearing from several of you, that it was important that we take a little bit of time to, you know, kind of review some things, hear from our staff, hear from our local law enforcement experts, and I know several of you have also done additional research on your own as well. To kind of formulate our thoughts and before we made a statement. So I feel like it's not really a knee-jerk reaction, but at the same time, it's not something that's, that may not at some point be revised as we continue to get more information, I guess, you know. But I think right now, for the time being, I feel like we've all kind of been on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's critical that we did a quick mm-hmm. survey of the staff, mm-hmm. the teaching staff, mm-hmm. and the vast majority had very strong opinions mm-hmm. on this particular issue. But in equal amounts, the local law enforcement was encouraging us to slow our roll a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this works out. What does this mean? Mm-hmm. And so I think, like all of our decisions, we're kind of like a battleship. We're mm-hmm. A little bit maybe slow to turn. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we are trying to be thoughtful mm-hmm. in the decisions that we're making for the district and consider all aspects and all points of view.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any comments? Bill or Jermaine, any comments you want to add?
No, I think it's a good letter.
Okay.
I know there are some people in the community that would want us to not make a statement at this time, mm-hmm. but my understanding is that the original Supreme Court case that kind of brought House Bill 99 to fruition, mm-hmm. there was a school shooting and the school district implemented, you know, staff, armed staff, and then some parents in that district mm-hmm. sued the district saying that was improper. Mm-hmm. And there's the question about if you are armed in the school building, you're under duty, and your primary duty is then to protect, protect and serve over teaching. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where I believe that the statement in our direction here is we have a case where there was a school shooting, and the district made this available to the district, and parents did not agree with that and mm-hmm. took it into litigation to the Supreme Court. And so I think I support this, and that additional context is important for the communities to know. And I do think everyone is just reading the news headlines and not really understanding the legislation, but ultimately no one asked for this legislation. Mm-hmm. The mass majority did not ask for this option. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of important, and I think what we're doing is just staying the course and building upon the resources and adding tools with our law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I think it would be unwise to go against the recommendation. So.
Yeah, okay. And again, I know in every meeting we have talked about the importance of mental health and supports for our students and identifying students that may be at risk. And I know Mr. Smith, I think you've shared it with everybody now, but the Secret Service report on school safety, and really when you read through that, I think it really highlights the fact that we're doing a lot of good things here, and it reminded me of our Invent to Prevent team that recently won the competition in Washington, D.C. Congratulations to them. But really that focus on the mental health aspect and building relationships and making sure that every student feels like they're a part of something. And so.
Is it open to the public?
No? For just a couple minutes. Yeah, sure. No, yeah, you can come in. Yep, yep. We're just finishing up talking about our statement. So anyways, I feel like that's the focus. And in that report that Mr. Smith sent, it really said prevention is the key. You know, and you've said that before, if somebody shows up with a gun, then we lost at that point. So we just need to make sure that we're really focusing on that social emotional aspect and continuing to partner with our local law enforcement agency. So any comments by you two? Okay. In that case, roll call.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. So we'll get this sent out, or make a like an email or mm-hmm. press
we'll
release, something
then.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then, unfortunately, we're going to be moving into executive session. So
came from one.
Okay.
You understand?
I sure do.
Okay. Okay.
No worries.
Great. All right. So I would accept.
Jeff, it's good to see you.
Yes.
Gail's on his way.
Okay.
Waiting on you.
Okay.
So now I accept the motion to go into executive session for the purpose of ORC 12122G number 1 to consider employment of a public official.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. We're in executive session at